Be a fly on the wall observing me self-coaching. This article has two parts. In part 1, I coach myself to be able to make a decision if I want to spend the money and the time to sign up and do a course creator's course. I am undecided. And that is, being on the fence is not good for me. So I want to make a decision and be done with it. In part 2, I'll look again at the idea of living, what it takes. The skill aspect. Inner skills and outer skills. You can skip to part 2 if you don't want to follow my self-coaching method. Here we go, part 1, self-coaching. I want to make a decision on the course creator's course with artificial intelligence. Do I want it? Will I do it? And if I will, why? What do I want? What's in it for me that I want? I want to be able to use AI well. That's a yes. I want to be able to create better courses. That's a yes. And I want to be able to attract more and better clients for my courses. That's a yes. Muscle tests that is not a good enough reason to do a course that will take me many hundreds of hours of study and work. Talk to a coach whom I don't trust, I don't want to share myself with. I also don't know what topic, what idea to work with. The context for me is developing a higher level of discipline. Why? Because I can. Does it require a changing of the mind? Yes. Can it be taught? No. Can I create a course of changing your mind so you can be more adaptable? Yes. Would discipline be part of it? Yes. Become more adaptable is a course for which I would be willing to do this long and time-consuming course? Yes. Would I offer capacity activation as part of that course? Yes. Energy remedies? Yes. What outcome would I promise? Ease, grace, abundance? Yes. Would I offer coaching? Yes. Would it be like a series of challenges? Yes. So is it better to do it inside that big course or on my own? Better inside the course. The power to heal is in your own hands. Heal yourself. Heal your life. Get bigger than what life can throw at you. Skills for life. Can you develop a new skill, a new habit doing something a little bit each day? No. The only kind of habit that is worth developing is a habit/skill that changes your whole life. When you watch baby animals, they play. The function of play is to learn. To learn skills that will allow the child to deal with what life throws at them. Skills. So if your idea of skill is to learn a real estate course, or to learn to balance a ball, those are not life skills, those are something else. The real skills allow you to use your body, your attention, your brain, your eyes, your ears, your muscles, your sense of balance, etc. to make the most out of the life you are given. And for whatever reason, today's society, today's lifestyle, today's parents aren't interested in that. When I grew up, we kids spent a lot of time playing outside, in the gardens, in the streets. And in addition to that, my parents enrolled me in activities that were supporting me to get life skills. Believe it or not, ballet isn't to make a child a ballet dancer, it is to develop balance, poise, grace, rhythm, a control over one's body and even one's moods. Learning the violin is also about balance, poise, grace, rhythm, a control over one's body and moods. Language classes. Add to those controlling the tongue, the speaking, the thinking. Tennis. Ditto. Swimming. Ditto. Climbing trees. Okay, that wasn't something my parents enrolled me in. That was my choice. Cooking. I learned that by observing my mother in our live-in help. And I participated in all those before I was 8 years of age. So if you didn't do any or many of those kinds of activities, you are likely skill-less. Life skill-less. The biggest issue I see with people in my classes is the lack of self-control. The lack of even interest to control their body, their attention, their thinking, their tongue. And when they come to my classes, they think they can learn any of it in an hour a day, or less. I have heard someone say, okay, I'll develop my ability to direct my attention in 20 minutes a day. By listening to a step of the 67 steps. No, you won't. Unless your whole day, every day, for a long time is about developing your self-control, regarding your attention and literally everything in your day, you won't. So this is where we are. I have a bunch of undisciplined, out-of-control followers, who have no life skills, no self-control, no power, no idea that they have almost completely missed what it would take to be successful. But when I look, people with even just a little bit of self-discipline, with some level of life skills are busy building a life, so they are interested in specialized courses, like the Course Builder's course I am contemplating. Still looking at the Course Builder's course, when I muscle test how many of the approximately 1,000 that are currently in the pre-sale phase, Musseltist says, 10% has enough life skills to be in a course like that and be successful. On condition that they do the course as if their life depended on it. And how many will actually be successful? And the measure the course leader set is this, make at least 6 grands in the 7 months of the course. Musseltest says, 3. 3 people. 0.3% of those who are in the introductory course. And 3% of those who will be in the actual course. And those 3 people, I am sure, have serious life skills, like able to direct their attention. Know how to speak to keep others' attention. On some level, know how to write. Know how to sell. Know how to stick with something that is difficult, or unpleasant. Have the ability to know and identify what other people want. And a ton more. Like technical skills, patience, tolerance, empathy, compassion, kindness. Willingness to change, willingness to be guided. Some of those skills I could get better at. My weakness is allowing. Meaning, I have a resistance to allowing. It is fear of being taken off the path. Of being dominated. Of being told what to do. So if I decide to do the course builders program. I will need to increase my level of willingness and decrease the power of fear over me, by choosing what I am afraid of. Consistently, and throughout the day, not just when I engage with that course. The biggest complaint people deal with is feeling stuck. But people are stuck. It is an accurate feeling. The feeling accurately informs you that if you don't add a skill, an attitude, a direction, some mojo, you are where you are, and you can call it stuck, because it is as far as you can go with what you already have. And when you distinguish anything that you consider an activity that would build a skill that can take you higher, to my utter amazement, you do a little bit of that, and consider it done. They practiced nothing for longer than a few days, a few hours. And even if what they practiced was in the bigger context, like mastery, or self-control, or discipline, or surrender. Whatever context indicates that you are developing a skill for life, not just for doing one thing. People abandon it like dogs or cats abandon their poop. Here is a case study of a vocation counselor whose ability to do a good job is about 3%, according to Musseltist. According to her food list, she would do best to be vegan. So animal food doesn't feed her fibrous tumors. Without the tumors, she would be an omnivore. So I recommended that she learn to cook. Learning to cook would be able to develop half of the missing life skills she needs to get better at her job. To gain fulfillment, advancements, results for the clients. To feel better about doing her job. She did a little bit here and there. But then she abandoned it. And left my courses. Disgusted and angry at me. Life is such that the moment you stop learning and growing, you start dying. And when I say learning, I don't mean learning about. I mean learning to do more, be more, see more, hear more, be in control more. Just like a shark, the moment you stop moving, the moment you stop swimming, the moment you stop generating, the moment you stop growing, you start sinking. So the job of the skill building challenge is to give you a 24/7 skill practice inside an actual marketable skill. Why do you need a marketable skill? Because you need to feel that you are growing. Just doing the play like life skill practice will run out of juice faster than you can blink. Had anyone told me to practice shaping different sounds with my mouth, I would have quit after a few hours. But learning a new language with its strange sounds and the hope to communicate kept me in action. In fact, 7 different languages long. And I am still interested. The same with pantomime. My biggest advantage over other empaths. I was in a dance/performance troupe. And that meant practicing, practicing, and more practicing. We had to perform on stage in front of a live audience. But, at the time unbeknownst to me, I developed the ability to feel every single cell of mine and control it. Unless you have projects that you care whether they succeed or not, you'll never develop any skills. When I did the skill challenge in the book What Color Is Your Parachute, I had to write 7 stories that were skill-rich. I had 70 stories to choose from. Stories of successful projects I enjoyed doing. All used and developed skills I have. Most people never have projects. So they can't and won't develop any skills. Or they don't succeed with their projects. They quit early, is the most frequent issue. Others are trying to sit on 2 horses with 1 freaking ass. Almost every project will develop the mother of all skills, discipline, doing what builds a future, what you really want, instead of what you feel at the moment. And that is a skill that you can practice 24/7, whether you are working on a project or in between. But if you set it up like one of my students, I plan to be quiet and attentive during a dinner with friends, to help build skills and directing my attention is based in right and wrong, and doesn't build any skills. It doesn't say what she wants. And it doesn't say what she feels like doing, although I know her well, she loves to sound superior, shove her opinion on others. But the future she wants is a future where she can actually have some value to provide, actually know something, instead of know about something. Her example shows that unless you set up your skill building well, your results will be inferior or nothing. That potential choice, choosing how you feel, or choosing what you want. That potential choice, choosing how you feel, or choosing what you want, is every minute of every day. No matter who you are, no matter your level of vibration. As I said, my discipline level is 30%, so there is plenty of room to raise it. You just need to be clear that what you want needs to be important enough for you to choose it. You need to build it up, and work on it until it has some power. Most of you are not up to anything, even though you are unhappy. Or are you unhappy because you are not up to anything? Good question, isn't it? Anyway, the challenges are open, and you can do the reality challenge or the skill building challenge. I recommend that you keep front and center the idea of discipline so you start seeing to what degree you are moved and operated by your feelings. Ugh. I am going to sign up to the course building course. I am going to sign up to the course building course. And I am going to use it to build my willingness to be guided. Meaning, every time I don't feel like it, I'll choose to be guided. Without discipline, there is no chance for willingness other than feeling willing. Which is transient. That will pass like all feelings. Transient means temporary. Fleeting. Like the weather. Okay, here is what I think you should do. Sign up to the skill building challenge. Decide on a skill that will allow you to do better what you do for a living. And as you are living your life, learning that skill, practice discipline. To help you with that, play the self-discipline avatar state activator in the background. It has a nature sound to cover up the energy. Forest sounds. Do not, I repeat, do not use headphones. The energy is too strong for that. Get your starting point measurements. Use your first week to intensely concentrate on what you'd like to work on, what project. Here is a gift. An audio with a possible project. Use self-discipline to learn better money management.